Lecture 27, Humanity, Culture, Anthropology, and Archaeology.
Our intellectual odyssey is moving into new waters. Over the next 8 lectures, we're going to do an overview of the major ideas in the social sciences, ranging from anthropology through linguistics to psychology and cognitive science. And our reasons for doing this are twofold. First of all, because the sciences are not only the physical sciences. The social sciences are also part of the cultural phenomenon of science in the 20th century. The social sciences also have had profound social, cultural, and intellectual implications for society, analogous to the impact of the physical sciences, and perhaps for the general public even more, as we will see, especially when we talk about sociology, political science, and economics. Secondly, because quite surprisingly, perhaps to many people, there are analogies between the conceptual structures of the social sciences and the physical sciences. I think we are going to see that there are certain basal ideas that cut across the disciplines, and you can guess for sure what at least 2 of these are, namely the reality of relationships and the power of structures. So those would be 2 obvious ones that we've already seen in physics, in chemistry, in biology, and we will see becoming part of the intellectual armature of the social sciences, and not, I believe, because of copying. So it raises interesting questions about how the intellectual climate of a society is structured, is itself structured. What we used to call the spirit of the times, but that's a very loose way of speaking, especially when we're talking about science. So for anyone who was born in the second half of the 20th century, for sure, it is quite natural to think of the life sciences as being classified together with the physical sciences as a hard science. This was not necessarily the case in the 19th century or even the early part of the 20th century, but after the last two lectures on molecular biology and molecular medicine, it's quite clear that you would not get much of an argument that the biological sciences at the end of the 20th century are hard sciences, so to speak. And this is tied up with that whole phenomenon of reductionism that we talked about in lecture 25. What we have, what we're going to do now is start talking about the human sciences or the social sciences, which seem not to be scientific in the same way, not because they don't use mathematics, let's say, because they often do, especially in economic theory. There is intensive use of mathematical modeling, and not because they don't do experiments, because very often they do experiments. They don't seem to be scientific in the same way that the hard sciences are, because they seem to violate the fact-value dichotomy that is a fundamental principle of modern science. That modern science promoted itself from the 17th century on as value-neutral. That all we do is tell the facts. We describe things the way they are. The personal values of the experimenter, of the researcher, are not part of the published material. They may have had personal motives for becoming a physicist or for adopting a particular line of research, but the results are stripped of all of the personal values. They are common to everyone, and they have no implications for the person. So by stripping away the relationship between the person and knowledge, you also strip away the implications of knowledge for the person. There is a gulf, there is an unbridgeable gulf in 18th, 19th, and early 20th century science, physical science, between facts and values. But in social science, you can't escape value judgments.